even black shoes and socks, and pulled the rim of his baseball cap down low. The stalker used shadows, the way Fred Astaire used Ginger Rogers on the dance floor. When it became too hot for the stalker in Los Angeles, he just moved shop to San Francisco and did what he wanted to there. He lived in a Fleabag hotel in the Tenderloin district, blended in and became part of the Tenderloin milieu, and went out after midnight looking to satiate his bloodlust, his insatiable need to terrorize and have sex. For him, the hunt and capture were foreplay, and for him, the act of rape was the ultimate aphrodisiac. Rape, for him, was like food to a starving man. Rape, for him, was water to a man dying of thirst. Nothing would or could stop him. He was on fire. Even knowing how up in arms the people were, the police were, he wouldn't stop. It was this perverse burning flame inside of him that eventually drew police scrutiny to him. I spent 3 years researching and writing The Night Stalker. I was the only journalist who was able to sit down and talk at great length with The Night Stalker. These interviews occurred at Northern California's San Quentin's Death Row, where the state of California houses its